Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgie and Lachlan with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
Fishing for scallops in inshore waters from Townsville to Harvey Bay was banned in September 2021 due to concerns about overfishing, as there had been a depletion of 88% of the stock, which also caused the state government to take the local delicacy off menus. As early as 2016, population surveys in the area showed declining numbers, but an alarming report in 2020 indicating just 12% of the biomass, the total volume of the stock, remained, prompting the government to take action. Numbers have been recovered enough for fishing to resume between Townsville and Yeppoon, but the ban in the southern waters will still continue.
The first great Aussie athlete barbecue will be cooking up in Post Office Square on Thursday, served up by the Committee for Brisbane. Those snags sold at tomorrow's grill will fund donations to the Aussie Athlete Fund, which helps to flame the efforts of upcoming athletes. According to the Australia Sports Foundation, 46% of Aussie athletes live below the poverty line, requiring additional aid to pursue in their field. Committee members across the country will don their aprons and snap their tongs in the hope to roll over enough bangers to raise money for our Olympic team.
In national news, opposition leader Susan Ley has planned to announce a Liberal-only frontbench within the next few days, following the second collapse of the coalition within 8 months. This comes at a time where Ley faces a campaign from the Australian right to end her leadership post-coalition breakup, with David Littleproud last week stating that the allegiance is untenable under Ley's leadership after her firing of three nationals that crossed the floor over hate laws last week. While Ley has invited the possibility of a reunited coalition, a number of MPs believe the split will remain under Littleproud, one saying that they are not interested in playing these games anymore.
The Australian dollar has climbed to its highest level since February 2023, while gold has surged above $5,100 an ounce for the first time ever. As of this morning, there has been a sharp rise of the Aussie dollar. Its value has jumped 1.3% to 70.1 US cents, mainly due to the fall of the US dollar last night, resulting in a four-month low. It comes ahead of the latest inflation figures, which the ABS will release at 11:30 a.m. AEDT. If data show a bigger than expected rise in consumer prices, the Reserve Bank will be more likely to lift interest rates at its policy meeting next week.
Refuting earlier comments made today by Andrew Bragg from our 9 a.m. news in regards to Muslim responsibility for the Bondi attack, Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy has rapidly reiterated that Muslims are incredibly valued Australians. Conroy stressed that to try and hold the entire Islamic community responsible for these acts is anti to social cohesion, and that he will continue to support their right to practice in peace.
In international news, North Korea has fired multiple ballistic missiles towards the sea, according to Japan and South Korea, furthering tensions after North Korea's accusations that the South had intruded on their airspace last year. The Japanese Ministry of Defense has described the launches as a serious issue concerning the safety of the Japanese people, while the South Korean military has condemned them as provocative and violatory of UN Security Council resolutions. This launch has occurred during a senior U.S. Defense Department visit to South Korea, with discussions of a progressively limited U.S. role and a co-occurring modernized alliance in efforts against North Korea.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band.
And that's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.